Hello once again, everybody. Welcome here to the Sun Dome in Yakima as we continue with our live coverage on Lake Chelan now of the 2018 State Volleyball Tournament. We are in the 1A division ranks now, the second match of the day for the Chelan Lady Goats. Unfortunately, they lost a heartbreaker in the opening contest of the day to highly regarded and highly ranked Linden Christian. 3-2, the Lady Goats had an opportunity. Certainly they were up 2-1 at one point and had a chance to close it out in the fourth set. They led by 7 at one point. They had the opportunity leading 24-23 to get match point. Couldn't get it done. LC rallied to win that one 26-24. And in the abbreviated fifth set, Linden Christian got by Chelan 15-7 to take the victory. That pushed Chelan here in the consolation round against Kiona Benton in a must-win match. The loser will be done for the tournament. The winner will move on to play in the consolation round tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, then would need to win one more match to play for a trophy later on tomorrow for either 7th or 8th place at state. Tough matchup that Linden Christian Chelan contest had to happen in the opening round, and probably in most cases people would say that should not have happened. Two of the four highest rated teams coming into the tournament, they meet in the opening round, meaning that one of them would do no better than 7th place at state if they continued to win out. But that's the way the cards were dealt. The Lady Goats now the challenge to move on from that. This is a Kiona Benton team that Chelan has already faced this season, and they won 3-0 earlier in the year. So we'll see if they can repeat here, as Kiona Benton is going to have the opportunity to serve first here. We are moments away. Welcome aboard LakeChelanNow.com. We are underway. The serve across the net. The Lady Goats set it up and had a good shot into the back line, but it's covered nicely by Kiona Benton. Now Chelan sets Emily McLaren. Got it across the other side. Kai B, though, keeping it alive. They hit it to the back line to Lexi Gleisman. Now they set up on the right wing, and the shot going to go a little bit long. The point will go to Kiona Benton. No, check it. They say it hit just inside the line. So 1-0 Chelan. My mistake on that. The Lady Goats certainly will take the point, and now there is a service ace served up, and Chelan jumps out 2-0. Nice job by the junior, who has played so well in this tournament, Emma McLaren. The outside hitter, 5'10". Great athlete. Nice serve by McLaren again, deep to the back line. Kiona Benton with a hard hit, get it across. McLaren with a set over to Gleisman, pops it over on the third shot. And now Kiona Benton trying to rally, keep it alive, and they do as they drop it down on the front side of the net. Done that time to put up their first point and now make it 2-1. Ty B with the serve. Over it goes to Gleisman, hammers it hard, but it's dug out by Kiona Benton. They hit it back to the deep line. Now again, Gleisman pops it over the net. Kept alive nicely by Kiona Benton, and there's a block at the net, and Kai B will put up their second point. 2-2 as we have our first tie here of the opening set. Served in the back line, dug out, Chelan, and there's the kill shot by Gleisman to put Chelan back up by the score of 3-2. Lady Goats now with the service. It is Harrison. Gets it across. Dug out on the back line. Tipping it back in. Gleisman snuck it in the open hole that time and gives Chelan the lead at 4-2 here in the opening set against Kiona Benton. Nice to see some smiles on the faces of the Lady Goats. They were obviously down after losing that tough match. Kiona Benton gets it over on the third hit. Chelan now with the set. And again, kept alive by Kai B. Chelan now. Harrison sets it up. Drives it deep on the back line, but kind of Benton unable to handle. And that was all set up by the nice hit by Ellie Collins. So 5-2. Chelan on top. Morrison again with the serve. Gets it cleanly across. Tybee sets for a kill shot, and they get it. Nice job there for the Bears of Kiona Benton High School. Ellie Gonzalez knocked it home. And now Tybee with the serve to the back line. Gleisman with the set. Now they set Gleisman up with a nice one, and she'll hammer it. And just carries out of bounds for Lexi, so 5-4. Tybee continues with the service here. Down by one. Set number one of the best of five. Chelan now with the set at the net. Bang back the other way, and the point going to go to Kiona Benton. So now we have the second tie of this opening set. To the back line, Gleisman. Chelan gets it across. Kiona Benton now. They'll try to set it up, and it's going to be into the net by Tybee. As we have some substitutions here for the Lady Goats. A.J. Geller comes into the contest. She had a nice match against Lyndon Christian. Sitlali Cruz now with the serve. Lady Goats up one at 6-5. Cruz gets it across. Tybee trying to battle back, and they hit a shot that drops down low. Gleisman can't get to it. So we're tied again, this time at 6. Kiona Benton looking for their first lead of the set here, and they're going to get it. A service ace put up that time as Chelan unable to make the return from Morgan Lowe. And Lowe now. As Kiona Benton will continue to serve. Excuse me, that's Naya Calzadillas, daughter of the head coach. And now Chelan with a hit out of bounds from the right side. Collins too strong that time. So Kiona Benton now with the lead. A bit of a surprise at 8-6. Let's see if Chelan can regroup down, settle down. Maybe a carryover of that tough loss to Lyndon Christian in the opening round. They set up on the left side, Gleisman, but she bangs it into the net, and it'll be another Tybee point to make it 9-6. Kiona Benton feeling a little confidence. And there's a block at the net. And the Bears put another point on the board. 10-6. Kiona Benton with the serve, and they'll serve it into the net this time. So the Lady Goats trailing by 3 now at 10-7. Take service. It'll be Lexi Gleisman. Drives the serve deep to the back line. With the set, Kiona Benton. They'll bump it over on the third shot now. Sitlali Cruz sets up her teammate McLaren, and she'll hammer it down for the point to make it 10-8. McLaren has had a nice day one of tournament play. She and Gleisman, the big hitters for the Lady Goats. Gleisman keeps it alive in the back line. Again, McLaren with it. Pops it deep and gets it just inside the line. And another point for the Lady Goats here. What a beautiful placement that time by McLaren. 10-9 now. Chelan back to within one. They had the early lead, let it slip away. And Chelan makes a nice shot. Harrison to keep it alive and across the net. Now Chelan will set it up here. Sitlali Cruz sets her teammate up and hammering it home for the score is Ellie Collins. Another tie, 10 apiece. Lady Goats with service. Lexi Gleisman to do the honors. Lexi She doesn't do a jump serve, just kind of that flat-footed serve, but puts a lot of power on it. A diving save there by Harrison. They set it up, and the hammer shot kill is good once again. Knocking it down strong, Emma McLaren. So the Lady Goats regain the lead here as they go up 11-10. The service will continue here for Lexi Gleisman. Lexi now. It's a deep serve, returned by their libero, and they'll knock it out of bounds on the second shot. So 12-10. Lady Goats. Serve again by Lexi. Returned by Kai B. Crew sets up McLaren, and no, off the net. Well, they had the play developed the way they wanted, just not able to execute that time. And Kai B now with the service exchange. Down by one, but they'll be down by two because they serve it out of bounds. And, I mean, that was out by a good distance. 13-11, Chelan. As now they serve it. Off the net. Lady Goats with the point. 14-11. Collins with the serve and came up a little short on that one. The serve goes back to Kiana Benton. You got to wonder, maybe these gals on both sides a little tired. Wasn't that long ago that they played. There's a hard hit by Chelan, but Kai B able to keep it alive. Some of the shots have been coming up short here in this first set. Chelan returns it across, and they're unable to handle the shot from A.J. Geller that time, the sophomore middle hitter, and the Lady Goats extend the lead now to 15-12. Leanna Garfoot now will serve for Chelan. Gets it across. Kiana Benton now. They get a hit. Over it goes. Little dink shot, but kept alive here by Kai B as they recovered nicely. A block at the net. Katie Rainville, right place, went up strong and knocked it back down. So the Lady Goats now, 16. Kiana Benton, 12. So Chelan looking as though they have regrouped after losing their focus for just a bit here in this opening set of play. A return by Kiona Benton. Chelan has to hit it over on this third shot. They do by McLaren. Kai B sets it up. Now they'll go to the net to set up a kill shot opportunity. It is good once again, McLaren. Emma will give Chelan a 5-point advantage at 17-12 here in set number one. As Garfoot will continue to serve. Gets it across. Kai B. No, they can't get it done. The third hit goes into the net. Tough serve to handle by Garfoot. And we're going to have a timeout. In set number one, the Lady Goats are on top in this one. As they lead it, 18-12, our tournament action. Brought to you in part by Chelan Realty. They're located at 141 East Wooden Avenue, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or to buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. They've got the experience. Visit them online, chelanrealty.com. Thanks to our sponsors as well, including North Cascades Bank, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, and Lake Chelan Community Hospital. All right, back to play we go. Leanna Garfoot will continue to serve here. 6-point advantage to the Lady Goats in set one. Kai B gets a return hit. Chelan setting McLaren up, tried the little pop shot in there, couldn't find open space. Instead, Kiona Benton finds the hole and drops it down in front of a diving Lexi Gleisman, and that'll make it 18-13. Nice placement that time by the Kybee player. As now the Bears have the serve. McLaren is set up. It's partially blocked at the net. Kept alive by Kiana Benton. They hit it out of bounds. 19-13. Chelan Lady Goats, coached by Jennifer Rainville, assistants Melody Froman and Tracy Hart Boyd. What an outstanding season they have had, despite the disappointment of that opening round bitter loss to Linden Christian. As it matched up in the first round, two of the top four teams coming into this state tournament. Kind of crazy to think the schedulers would have it that way, but that's the way it worked out. 19-14. As service break, Kiana Benton gets it back. Shot hammered into the back line, handled by Kiana Benton. They try to hit. It's a little too hard, as again, it will go out of bounds. 20-14. Right now, Lady Goats in the driver's seat. Harrison with the serve, trickles over the net. Kiana Benton, can they save it? No. Their third hit into the net. Wow. Some fortune on that one on the serve by Harrison. Did not look like it would clear the net, but it did. After hitting on top and rolling over on the Kybee side. All right, here we go. Harrison with the next serve. Drives it to the back line. It's an ace. Too hot to handle. 22-14. Lady Goats on top. And right now, they have found the successful ingredient. And for the moment, it's the serving of Morgan Harrison. Tough serve, dropped it in. Kybee barely got it across on the third hit. Now Lady Goats set it up for the smash, and they get it. It's Katie Rainville. Nice job by Rainville. And that makes it 23-14. Again, Harrison with the serve. Tough to handle, but this time Kybee gets it back and knocks it into the corner. Great shot there for Kiana Benton to stop the Chelan run and make it 23-15 Lady Goats. Kybee now with the serve. Gets it to the back line. McLaren kept alive by Chelan as Gleesman pops it over on the third hit. Back the other way on the Chelan side. They'll try to set Rainville up at the net, and they get the point with a smash by Katie. So Rainville now exerting herself. She's had really come on strong in this tournament, had a fine outing against Linden Christian, as did A.J. Geller as well. Chelan with the serve. Cruz got it over. Lady Goats trying to get it back. They set up a smash on the right-hand side, but it's kept alive by Kiana Benton. Now their third hit into the net once again. And that does it. Set number one belongs to Chelan. 25-15. As we'll move on to the second set coming up here in just a moment. But a nice effort by the Lady Goats. Started off with the lead. Kind of settled in with some not very inspired play for a bit, and then came back and regrouped, and that's good to see. Tournament coverage here at the Sundome in Yakima on Lake Chelan now is being brought to you by Campbell's Resort. And just a reminder, in case you're not aware of it, every Brooklyn Nets game featuring former Chelan GOAT standout Joe Harris is available on television at Campbell's. And we're inviting you to join Campbell's as Lake Chelan now teams up with them for a special Joe Harris watch party. It's coming up on Sunday, November the 25th. It'll be a family-friendly event. There'll be some giveaways, a whole lot of fun to watch it in a group to cheer on Joe Harris and the Brooklyn Nets. Sunday, November 25th, we hope to see you there. Also, Chelan County PUD, their mission is to provide sustainable and reliable utility services that enhance the quality of life in Chelan County, thanks to Chelan County PUD and Kelly's Ace Hardware, where they're celebrating their 60th year of business. Get everything that you need for your home winterization projects at Kelly's, and that includes security lights, heat and roof cables, portable heaters, and a whole lot more. And be sure to check out their vast selection of holiday decorations and lighting. That's right. They've got a full array there. They even have a Santa Claus suit in case you have a need for that at Kelly's Hardware, downtown Chelan on Wooden Avenue. So game one, set number one, belonging to the Chelan Lady Goats, 25-15. We are moments away from getting underway here on the second set. The loser of this will be finished in state tournament play. The winner will move on to play tomorrow as their path will continue in the consolation round. One more win tomorrow, and then that team will move on to play for 7th and 8th place in state coming up tomorrow afternoon. And I'll tell you what, the Chelan Goat players, the coaching staff, even though they're disappointed with that loss, they want to bring home some hardware, but they came in with aspirations of a lot higher finish than 7th or 8th at state. And I think rightly so. They showed against Linden Christian. They are one of the top teams here. Just an unfortunate pairing in that first round matchup. Now Chelan with the serve. And it's going to go with an ace, unable to be returned. 1-0 as Chelan leads it. Garfoot with a nice serve that last time. Now on the attack, Kiana Bentham. They return service, get it across. McLaren sets up and shot partially blocked. Kiana Bentham now with a chance at it. They hit it beat to the back line as Gleisman digs it out there. And then a pop shot over the top, and the point going to go to Kiana Bentham. Chelan unable to get it to go. We are one apiece here in the second set. And now we are 2-1 as the point will go to Chelan and the service as well. Lady Goats now on the attack as McLaren hits it across. Dug out by Kiona Benton. There's a smash again on the back line. Dug out by McLaren. Sets up Gleisman. Her hard hit though fielded nicely by Kiona Benton. But then they hit it into the net on the next shot. And so Chelan will go up 3-1 here in set number two. And again, the outstanding junior, Emily McLaren, with that jump serve from the back line. The libero gets it going here for Kiana Benton, and a deep hit back. Chelan not going to be able to get back to the ball. The point to go now to Kiana Benton. So Kai B now will have the serve. They trail by one here in set number two. In the best of five, winner advance, loser is done. There's a hard serve by Kai B. They set up Gleisman at the net. She hammers it home. Lady Go fans have seen a lot of that this season from Lexi Gleisman. A lot of power in that young lady's right arm. 4-2 Chelan. Harrison with the serve for the Lady Goats. Gets it across. There's an ace. I think Morgan going to be able to patent that serve that skims off the top of the net and then settles in. And there's another service ace. Back-to-back aces by Harrison to make it 6-2. Lady Goats on top. Harrison now readies herself to get it up and over the net again. Does so. Kiana Benton now. Sets up a shot from the left side, and they get the kill shot to go this time to make it 6-3. Good effort by Kai B. As they'll serve it up over across the net. McLaren with the set. Lady Goats get it back across, and Kai B cannot return it. Seven three, Chelan, and on the service exchange. It will be Setlali Cruz to serve here for Chelan. Up by four. Cruz gets it across. Dug out by Kiona Benton. They go for the set on the right side, and they bang it off the net. 8-3. Chelan with the lead. As Elsie Gonzalez came up short on that hit for Kiona Benton. And there's a nice tip right at the net by Gleisman, who gets it in for the point. And it's now 9-3. Setlali Cruz will continue to hold service here for the Lady Goats. Up by six in set two. Chelan took set number one. Serve to Kiona Benton. And again, they cannot get it across on the third hit. 10-3. You can see a little frustration etched on the faces of the Bears from Kiona Benton High School. Cruz again with the soft floating serve. Kiona Benton hits one hard, and Chelan, can they get back to it? Yes, they do. What a great save. Now Kiona Benton on their side of the floor. Gleisman gets it back. They'll set up Gleisman for the shot. She's blocked at the net. Tip shot over, and it's good. No, it's not. It's going to go the other way. Well, good effort by Chelan. Good play at the net. 10-4, though, as the point goes to Kai B. Chelan now sets up. Hammers a strong shot by Collins, but it's kept alive by Kiona Benton. Back it goes to Harrison. The set as they get it there. And another good swing opportunity, but Chelan blocked at the net again. Now, can they get it all the way over? Yes, from the... No, they're going to say into the net. And it will be the point to Kiona Benton at 10-5. Another serve for the Bears. Harrison. Now they come back. And did it stay in? No, it's out of bounds. On the shot, just a little bit too strong for Ellie Collins that time. It'll carry out of bounds. And it's now 10-6 with Kiona Benton continuing to serve. Elsie Gonzalez will do so for the Bears. Hits it across. Harrison digs it out. They set up at the net. Blocked at the net. And another good effort. Collins got up high. But her shot blocked, but then went out of bounds. It'll be the Chelan point. Good effort by Collins there. And now with the serve, it's Lexi Gleisman, the senior. 11-6 Goats. A hit across the top of the net rolls in down at the shoelaces of Gleisman. She can't do anything with it. Just an unfortunate deflection off the net. It is now 11-7. So the serve now comes to Kiona Benton. Chelan sets up a return. And Emma tried to drop it in a hole, couldn't get it there. Played off the net. Point to Chelan. Kiona Benton at times has had a difficult time getting shots off the net. And that was another example there. And now the Lady Goats with the serve, Ellie Collins. And just a little bit long as it'll carry out itself out of bounds with its momentum. So 12-8. Service now to Kiona Benton. Chelan leads here in the second set. Nice volley here for Kai B. They get it across. McLaren with the bump. Now they reset Emily, and she knocks it home with the kill shot. 13-8. Emily McLaren. So strong. Some substitutions here for Chelan. Leanna Garfoot comes back in. The serve by Garfoot gets it across the net. Rainville back in as well. And there's a point for the Lady Goats. As again, Ty B unable to return. This is a young Chelan volleyball team, only one senior. They're going to be tough to contend with next year. And remember, they had an undefeated eighth grade team. So that freshman group will be coming up with some talent. Nice save here by Kai B. Can they get it across on the third hit? Yes. Now Chelan on their side. as they set up for the kill shot, but it comes up a little short that time. As the Lady Goats, Gracie Benrun, unable to cash it in. 14-9. Kiona Benton. And there's another kill from the left-hand side with a big swing from McLaren. 15-9, and Emily has had a lot of those over the course of this season as well. The outstanding junior, now McLaren will serve it up for the Lady Goats. Leading 15-9, and they cannot return to serve. So Chelan now extending the lead to 16-9. McLaren readies again. The jump serve goes over the net. Played by Kiona Benton. They set up at the net, hit it to the back line. Dug out by McLaren. They set up Lexi Gleisman, and she's got the kill. 17-9 for Gleisman and company. And we're going to have a timeout on the court here. Chelan now has built it up to an 8-point advantage in the second set. They've already captured set number one. And off to a good start in this consolation bracket matchup as the Lady Goats try to play their way into a trophy round opportunity. They have to win this. They have to win a contest at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then if they do that, they'll play for seventh or eighth place in state tomorrow afternoon. Tournament action on LakeChelanNow.com, brought to you in part by the Manson Chamber. The Manson Chamber of Commerce proud to support the Lady Trojans and Lady Goats at state volleyball. Don't forget, Santa is coming to town in Manson Saturday, November the 24th. The fun starts at 11 at the Mountain View Lodge with writing letters to Santa, hot chocolate, hot cider. Then they'll greet Santa as he arrives by helicopter at Leffler Field shortly before 12 o'clock noon. For more information, visit moretomanson.com. All right, we're ready to get back to play here. Chelan will continue with the serve, and it's Emily McLaren. 17-9, Lady Goats with the lead. McLaren pops it across. Set at the net here for Kiona Benton. Dug out nicely by Gleisman. They return set to Gleisman, and she hits the home run shot to make it 18-9. Lady Goats building up the lead here in set number two. Remember, they played Kybee earlier this season and won it 3-0. Kiona Benton, can they get it over on the third shot here? No, it's four hits. One hit too many that time, and the Lady Goats up it to a 10-point advantage at now 19-9. As McLaren continues with her effective serving, gets it across one more time. Kiona Benton, though, finds the open space right in front of McLaren and knocks it down for the point to make it 19-10. So Kybee now will have the serve. It'll be Trinity Krischer. She gets it across on the back line. Chelan digs it out, tried to hit to the open hole, but Kiona Benton right on it there. They slap one to the back line, and Chelan can't get to the second shot. So it's going to be 19-11 with the Kybee point. So Krischer will have another serve opportunity here. Hits it across, line drive hit, tough to handle serve, but Chelan manages to do so. Gleisman pops it over the net on the third shot. Kiona Benton now, they hit it back the other way, dug out on the back line. Rainville gets it, tried to dip it inside, couldn't get the open spot there, and instead Chelan has it back on the return. Now they set up Gleisman for the hard hit, and she slams it just inbounds, right near the out-of-bounds line, 20-11, Chelan with the lead. Power hit by Lexi Gleisman yet again. She is fun to watch. I know as a senior, heartbroken by that loss in the opening round to Lyndon Christian, but bouncing back nicely here in a must-win match. Gleisman again And she's got one more. As it banged off the hand of one of the Kybee players, too hot to handle. 21-11. Lady Goats now with a double-digit lead. Harrison with the serve. Dug out on the back line by the Bears. They pop it back, but out of bounds. And now 22-11. So Shalana's doubled up on Kyota Benton. And the Bears want a timeout. And I certainly can understand. They are down big here in the second set, having already lost the first set. They've got some work to do. Shalam won the opening set 25-15. Right now up 22-11. Here in set number two. State Tournament Volleyball here on LakeShalanNow.com. It's brought to you in part by Cashmere Valley Bank, committed to the principles that are summarized as the little bank with the big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank, proud to support the student athletes of the Chelan and Mansa volleyball teams. Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Chelan County PUD, another one of our fine sponsors here, along with Kelly's Ace Hardware and the Manson Growers. Thank you very much. Chelan now got it across on the serve. Hit back by Kybee. Now Gleesman is set up, but her hard slam is handled by the Bears this time. Now Kyona Benton, did they hit into the net? Yes, they did. So the point will go to Chelan. Now it is 23-11. Chelan on the brink of capturing a second set to go up 2-0. 2 points away from winning this game. Serve dug out. Kyona Benton now. They're going to hit it out of bounds. And so Chelan now needing just one more point to capture the second set, leading 24-11. Right now, just overpowering Kyona Benton. Harrison with the serve to the back line. Kybee digs it out. They'll set up a third hit, knock it over, dug out by Harrison. They set up Gleesman, and she's got another kill. Are they going to say she was in the net? We're going to give the point now to Kyota B, so an infraction, whatever it was, on Chelan. So Kybee, with that, averts the loss. They retain some life. But not for long, because guess what? Chelan just hammers in the return shot just inside the line, and they capture set number two, 25-12. They won the opening set 25-15, do even better in this one. And Chelan now one set away from moving on to play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. We do know that they'll be matched up tomorrow against either Bellevue Christian or Kingsway Christian should they go on to win this match. And right now it's looking pretty good, up 2-0. And clearly the dominant team in this matchup. There is no doubt about that.
Right now we're going to take a break. Be back for the third set.
I want to remind you and thank the Manson Growers for being a sponsor of state volleyball play here at the Sun Dome in Yakima. Manson Growers, one of the oldest apple packing warehouses in the Lake Chelan Valley, with 70 growers and 140 employees, as they have many different varieties of apples that are distributed throughout the world. The Manson Growers are proud to support the Manson and the Chelan volleyball teams. Well, as we talked about, this is a game of survival here, because the winner moves on to play another day. The loser of this contest, however, will be finished for the tournament. That is exactly what happened to Manson yesterday, but a little bit of kudos going out. The Lady Trojans battled hard in their first match against LeConnor. Had a chance to win one of those sets, didn't happen, as they dropped two straight matches and were eliminated after one day of play. But that team they battled tough with in the opening round, they went on to win the 2B state championship. That was the LeConnor Braves. And Manson did not back down. They are a young team. They will grow and learn from that experience and hopefully be back at state next year. So congratulations to the Lady Trojans and their outstanding tournament play. And, of course, Chelan, considered to be one of the top four teams entering the tournament. The problem was they were matched up against another of those top four teams in Linden Christian. Chelan had every chance to win that. They were up in set number four by 7 points at one time. LC battled back, but Chelan still had a chance, leading 24-23, needing one more point to claim the match and move on into the winner's bracket. But they couldn't do it as LC won that fourth set 26-24 and then won the fifth and deciding abbreviated set 15-7 to capture the victory and move on Linden Christian to the winner's bracket tomorrow, putting Chelan in this must-win game here against Kiona Benton. So Chelan will be looking to three and out Kiona Benton here. We'll see if they can get it done. Winning the first two sets handily. Nice thing if they can do that. You preserve some of that energy you'll be wanting tomorrow. With potentially two more matches coming up on Saturday. Having a bit of a delay here, not quite sure why. But now we're getting set and ready to go. Kiona Benton will have the serve. It'll be LG Gonzalez to do the honors. Gets it across. Dug out there by Collins. They set up Rainville. Her shot blocked, but it went out of bounds. Chelan with the point. 1-0. Chelan. Nice tournament for Rainville here. She has really stepped up her game, the 5'9 sophomore. And now McLaren with the serve for Chelan. Lady Goats up 1-0. Set number three. Lady Goats keep it alive nicely. They will set up a shot from the right side, but kind of bent in there to keep it alive. Kai B now sets up a hard shot dug out by Chelan. Over it goes to Gleisman. And again, Kai B there up to the task to keep it alive. And they drop a little dink shot right in front of the net to score the point. And even this one up at one apiece. So the Bears now have service as they hit it across. Low dug out there by Gleisman goes into the net, and Chelan cannot make the return. So Kiona Benton will have their first lead in this third set, although very early. 2-1. They were very late, putting the point up on the board. They finally did that, but then they immediately serve it out of bounds, so we're even up at two. And Harrison and company now will have the serve here for Chelan. Harrison jump delivery there, gets it across the net. Now Harrison digs a return out on the back line as they set up Gleisman, and she knocks it in for the winner. 3-2. Chelan again back on top by one. Lexi Gleisman with the power shot. And Morgan Harrison, only a freshman, the libero for the Lady Goats, with a good serve. She doesn't have the most powerful serve, but we've noticed over the tournament and during the season, it's a tough serve to return. Just kind of drops down. Makes it very difficult. Gets an ace on that one to put Chelan up now 4-2. Harrison again ready to go here. Now knocks this one deep to the back line. Kiona Benton slaps it across. Harrison with a great dive to keep it alive. They set up Rainville at the net. Her slam kept alive by Kiona Benton. Now they pop it over on the third shot. scoop set here. They set up the right side, try to dink it in an open hole, and they get it done. Ellie Collins, nice job by the sophomore. Collins earning the point there to make it 5-2. So the service continues here for Harrison, who's been excellent. Again, a tough serve to the back line. Hannah Benton able to get it over on the third shot. Lady Goat set up. Fleischman, and she hammers in the winner. Nice job by Lexi. Man, you can hear the thump of the ball on that one for Lexi Gleisman. Lady Goats extend the lead now to 6-2 here, and what could well be the match-deciding set. Another nice serve by Harrison, giving Kiana Benton all sorts of problems, and they can't get it back over the net. 7-2. Lady Goat fans just marveling at the service here for Harrison. She's been spectacular. And she'll put it up again. Kiana Benton this time able to get it across. Harrison tried to dig it out, but her shot went close to the net. Chelan couldn't handle it. So her service run will end there. The point to Kai B, 7-3. And now Gleisman is set up again and has another tomahawk hit down the left side to give the point to Chelan. It's 8-3. Gleisman now on fire. Big smile on her face. That's great to see as Sitlali Cruz now serves it across for the Lady Goats. Harrison digs it out of the back line. Shot popped over on the third hit. Handled this time by Kai B. Gleisman with the dig. Cruz sets up Gleisman. Knocks it to the back line. Again, Kiana Benton right on it. They'll set up a smash shot. And too hot to handle for Sitlali Cruz and the Chelan Lady Goats. So nice job by Kai B. They pick up the point to make it 8-4. As they'll continue their service with Naya Calzadillas. The junior gets it across. Cruz will set it up to Gleisman, but her hit too strong as it carries well out of bounds. 8-5. Calzadillas with the serve once again. Sitlali Cruz with the set and the hammer kill that time. Knocked down by the Chelan Lady Goats and Ellie Collins. Collins, a 5'8 sophomore with a big hit there. And Chelan goes up 9-5. Served to the back line this time by Gleisman. Returned by Kiona Benton. Chelan trying to keep it alive. They do get it over in the third hit. Nice job by the Lady Goats. Kai B with a slam off the fingers of Chelan, and the Bears will take the point. Strong hit there from Elsie Gonzalez of Kiona Benton. 9-6, Lady Goats have the three-point edge here in set number three. McLaren hit it across, unable to return. Kiona Benton, the point to Chelan, and now they're up 10-6. Service exchange here now as Chelan will take it with Ellie Collins, gets it across. And violation there, a carry of the ball by Kiona Benton to make it 11-6. Got a hand attached to it. Service again. Chelan, they get it across cleanly. Kiona Benton. And nice kill shot there for the Bears. Put down by Virginia Wattenberger. 11-7. The point to Kiona Benton. And now Wattenberger back there to serve. Chelan trying to get it over. No, they can't. So to go as a service ace. Once again, Wattenberger, so she's been able to get the last couple of points here for the Bears to close things up a bit. But now she serves it into the net. And it's 12-8. Chelan up by four. And they'll have the ball to serve. And just checking back in, Leanna Garfoot. She'll do the serving here, the 5'10" junior. Remember, Chelan only going to lose one player off this roster, senior Lexi Gleason. Now, granted, that's going to be a big loss, but a lot to build on, and an undefeated eighth grade team, as we've talked about, sending in some freshmen next year. Nice volley by Kai B on their side of the net. Now Chelan sets up for a kill shot. Can they get it to go? No, going to be kept alive here by Kai B with a nice effort. Now they set up McLaren, a little dink shot, and it's going to work. Nice job by Chelan. McLaren just found that little crease in there to put it down and in. Gracie Benrud back in the lineup here for the Lady Goats on that front line. Serve there. Good by Garfoot. It'll be a service ace. And now 14-8. Lady Goats trying to close it out in three sets. Garfoot with the serve. Nicely positioned that time. Kiana Benton just going to have to lop it over on the third hit. They get that done. Now they set up McLaren, and she hammers home the kill. Emily McLaren. 15-8. The point to the Lady Goats. And Garfoot will continue the serve here. Jump serve gets it across deep to the back line. Dug out by their libero. They'll hit it over on the third hit, but no, they won't. It goes into the top of the net. 16-8. Chelan right now doubling up here on the Bears of Kiana Benton, edging closer to the victory in this match. Up 2-0 right now and looking for more. And a return shot driven out of bounds by Kiana Benton. 17-8 right now for the Lady Goats. As it will be Liana Garfoot to continue serving here. The junior's done an excellent job. Gets it over again. Hits it deep into the back line. Kiana Benton setting up a return this time. And they're able to get it to go on a power shot. Nicely done by the Bears' Naya Calzadillas. 17-9. Calzadillas, a big hitter for Kai B. Now they serve to Chelan. They set up McLaren this time. Her shot deep, but kept alive here by Kai B. They'll hit it over on the third shot, and it's too deep. It carries out of bounds, and Chelan will have the point. 18-9. Lady Goats looking for more. McLaren with the serve. Gets it across cleanly. Kiana Benton just has to pop it over into third hit. Set by McLaren. Now they go to Gleisman on the left wing. Her power shot, though, is kicked right back by Kiana Benton. Chelan with a shot deep to the back line. Can Kai B field it? Yes, they do, as they bump it over on the third hit. Now Chelan sets up McLaren once again for the power hit, but a nice job being handled by Kiana Benton, and then they drop a return right in front of Ellie Collins. Goes to her knees but can't field it. So the point to Kai B, 18-10 our score. And here we go with the serve by the Bears. Fielded in the back line. They'll set up. Gleisman, yes. Gleisman with yet another kill. 19-10. She went left to right on that shot. Squeezed it inside the line. And Lexi Gleisman continues her heavy hitting here at the state tournament. Once again, it is Morgan Harrison. And once again, we've had a power outage on the scoreboard and the clock. Right now, we're standing at 19-10. There it comes. And the good thing is it resumed with the proper information. 19-10 our score. Chelan leads. They're up 2-0. Looking to close it out here in the third set. The serve is across by Harrison. It's returned by Kiana Benton. Now trying to set it up, the Lady Goats. Rainville hits it across the other way. Kiana Benton now needs to pop it over on the third shot, and they do get that done. Here comes Chelan as they set up Gleisman. Her shot blocked. Chelan gets it up over on the third shot. They'll try again here. Gleisman pops it over. Nearly got it to go, and it will be a slam point. Wow. Interesting action there by the Lady Goats. Not necessarily playing out the exact way they want it, but they got it done. Casey Simpson in right now, the 5'6 junior, had some nice play in that sequence. Here comes a serve. Harrison again, 20-10. Chelan doubling up on Kai B. A block at the net. That was it, a double hit? Yes. 22-11. Chelan had the double hit there. Kiana Benton now will get the ball and have serve. And doing the honors for them will be their libero, Trinity Krischer. Krischer gets it across, fielded in the back line there. On Kai B's side now, as they try to set up a big hit, they float it over the top. Dug out there by Simpson. Over it goes. Gleisman got it on the other side of the net. Dug out nicely that time. And then hit down the left side, out of bounds. Gleisman tried the power shot, but a little bit wide left that time. So Krischer and company continue with the serve here for Kai B. They're within 8 of Chelan at 20-12, but still a big hole to dig out of. Chelan now will try to hit it over. Had it blocked at the net. Try it again. Get it on the far side. Good play here by Kai B in this volley sequence. Now Chelan's Harrison keeps it alive. And there's another kill shot for Lexi Gleisman. Wow, did she ever wind up and just power that shot. And we have some exchange of players. Sitlali Cruz now will come back in, and she'll be the server for Chelan. Chelan 4 points away from capturing this match. Gleisman tried to block at the net that time, but it went out of bounds, so it'll be point to Kiana Benton. Nice play there by Naya Caldezias. Probably their most effective player in this contest. And it's now 21-13. Gleisman tried again to knock down a kill shot as she was blocked at the net one more time. 21-14. So nice effort there by the Bears. Not giving up here. Down 2-0 and trailing in the third. And there's a hit out of bounds. Casey Simpson's shot carried a little long that time. And just like that, it's 21-15 as Kai B battling back. Can Chelan now regroup as they pop it over the net? It was Garfoot there. Nice block at the net by Garfoot. Kai B has it back on their side. Blocked at the net again by Gleisman. Point to Chelan. Nice job there, Lexi Gleisman. Right beside her, AJ Geller was there. Service comes up here to Gleisman. Gets it across. Kiana Benton. They knock it over, kept alive by Chelan. Now they will set up a kill shot opportunity, but it's too strong by Ellie Collins. It goes out of bounds, and the point to the Bears. 22-15. Right idea. Morgan Lowe checks in here for Kiana Benton. As Gleisman digs it out, the serve on the back line. There's McLaren to hammer it in as she struts her legs up high with a big smile on her face. Says, there you go, 23-16 Chelan. Service to Chelan. Kiana Benton having some difficulty, but they managed to get it across. Dug out nicely by Sitlali Cruz. Back the other side it goes. Now Kai B on a third hit gets it across. Gleisman goes down to her knees to dig it out. Sets up McLaren. Can't get it to go. And it's going to be Chelan point. Nice save that time by Emily. Who I might add, by the way, is a pretty doggone good singer with a lot of poise. We saw her perform with her dad, who's a musician, singer, guitar player, and that was a lot of fun. Emily did a great job. Chelan serves it, gets it over. Battle at the net by Garfoot. Can't get it back over on the hit, and the point goes to Kai B. 24-17. Chalam 1 point away from closing out this match. Can they do it now? They get the set. Over across it goes on the bump. Ty B now on their side. Dug out there by Gleisman. As they set it up, a little dink shot nearly fell in, but Ty B able to keep it alive as they get it on the other side. Gleisman to Cruz. And they set it up, and it rolls off the net and back down. Point to Ty B. 24-18. All right, let's see how Chalam does on this one. They take the serve, Gleisman. Dug back out. They set it up to McLaren. Tried to find an open space, couldn't. Kiana Benton hammers it hard. Chalam dug out there. Now they will set up Emily McLaren. No, but off the net. Chalam plays it back over. They keep it alive. Got to set up one more time as they bump it over on the final shot there. Back the other way it comes. A block at the net. Chalam still. Great volley action here. It goes to Emily McLaren and her shot. Kept alive by that Ky B front. Nice job there as they swat it back over. Shetlali Cruz with it. Trying for the slam. Chalam, but they knock it out of bounds off the arm of Gracie Benrud, the sophomore. And the point goes to Kiana Benton, 24-19. Service across. Dug out by Chalam. Gleisman with a power shot. But Kiana Benton right there to keep it alive. They bump it over on the third shot. Dug out by Chalam. Shetlali Cruz with the set to Emily. McLaren can't get it to go. Ty B again on the attack. Blocked at the net. That's it. Great block at the net that time by guess who? The junior Emma McLaren, 5'10" tall, who has had an outstanding tournament. She and Lexi Gleisman, it's certainly been a team affair, but as they have all year, those two have come up clutch. 25-19, the score here in the third and the final set. And Chalam now will move on to play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. against either Bellevue Christian or Kingsway Christian. We'll, of course, have the broadcast for you live right here on LakeChalamNow.com coming your way tomorrow morning from the Sundome in Yakima. All right, the Sportsmanship Award being presented. And in this matchup for the Chalam Lady Goats, it goes to Gracie Benrud, the 5'10 sophomore. She comes back, high-fives her teammates with a big smile on her face. Nice job there for Gracie. Congratulations, the Lady Goats. 25-19 in the third and deciding set. So they went out 3-0, 25-15, 25-12, and 25-19 to move on in a consolation round and a chance with one more win to play for 7th or 8th place in state. That would be later tomorrow, so we'll see how that all plays out. Once again, I want to thank our sponsors, Chalam Sellers, Cashmere Valley Bank, Kelly's Ace Hardware, the Chalam County PUD, the Manson Chamber of Commerce, North Cascades Bank, Lake Chalam Community Hospital, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chalam, and Chalam Realty. We certainly thank you very much helping to make these broadcasts possible from the Sun Dome in Yakima. So Chalam ends up with a split on the day, losing a heartbreaker in the opening match, 3-2 against high-powered Linden Christian. Again, as we talked about, those two teams in that first-round matchup considered to be two of the top four teams in the state tournament. Unfortunately, for some reason, go figure, they were paired in round number one, and one was going to be disappointed knowing that they could do no better than eighth or seventh in state. That happened to be Chalam. Chalam was up 2-1. They had a chance in that fourth set. They led by 7 points at one time, and they actually were up 24-23. Had they gotten that 25th point at that juncture, they would have been in the winner's bracket and playing for a much higher trophy tomorrow. It didn't happen. Credit to Linden Christian, a very good team, as are the Chalam Lady Goats. That could have gone either way. It happened to go LC's way here earlier today, but Chalam able to bounce back, good to see, get rid of that disappointment, and they didn't have a lot of time, quite frankly, to do that. Only a couple of hours separating the conclusion of one and the start of the other. But the Lady Goats bounce back and win it 3-0 against Kiona Benton, 25-15, 25-12, 25-19, and that'll do it. That's going to do it as well for us on our broadcast here for today from the Sun Dome in Yakima. Thank you very much for those that have been tuning in here on LakeshoreLiveNow.com. We'll be back tomorrow, as we talked about, 11 o'clock. The scheduled start time should be pretty close to that, one would think. The Chelan Lady Goats, as they will, as we mentioned, get set to take on either Bellevue Christian or Kingsway Christian. As soon as we have that pairing, we'll be posting that up on our website, on our social media avenues, and you'll know who the Lady Goats will be playing in that one. But for now, satisfaction of the victory. Chelan moves on in the consolation round with a 3-0 win against Kiona Benton. From the Sun Dome in Yakima, for General Rahm, I'm Dennis Rahm. So long for now, LakeshoreLiveNow.com.